Okay. So we've already covered OHM. No more GPR presentation, right?
Yes, there is. GPR is coming during agenda item C under correspondence.
So we have ABC.
We have ABC, and we're moving on to inadvertent discoveries and correspondence. We'll be starting with item A, inadvertent discoveries of human skeletal remains at 32 Alton Way, reported to the Maui Office of the State Certification Division on April 20th, 2019, of Pua'awai He'e, District of Wailuku, TNK 203-2-10-17.
Should have information in these packets.
Yeah.
No, my packet is a mess right now.
They're gone, baseline.
So Nico's here to present about this topic.
Yeah. Are you presenting in behalf of
Okay. Everybody ready?
Yes.
So, we go back in time here to April 20th. April 20th was the date that men were operating at the residence that falls under TMK 32-010-017. So that was on a Saturday. They were operating with a permit that was substantiated by the county. And, right, Scott?
Yeah.
That permit look? Does it look, does it say anything regarding archaeology?
Not that I can see, no.
Apparently, the permit was approved without archaeological monitoring. So.
Yeah, they actually checked off no burial cemeteries.
Yeah.
So this was, I think, a few gentlemen working that day on Saturday. And their operating engineer observed some human skeletal remains, and they didn't know exactly what to do at that moment, so they started talking to each other. Somebody knew somebody who knows an archaeologist. We were contacted via one of our other employees, and we recommended to them that they contact SHPD, which is, I believe, a number listed on that permit somewhere. Well, in lieu of that, we also provided them with a line for contacting SHPD. Subsequent to that day, we recommended to them immediately that they stop working.
Yeah.
Even though we weren't contracted with them or working with them at all, this was just some guys on the phone. Stop work, cover the grave as well as we can, and cordon off the area with caution. That's what they did on that Saturday. Then, Kapol was in SHPD's court to coordinate an inspection by the Maui Police Department. And that occurred on the 23rd. So you guys should have that transmittal.
Yep.
On the 23rd, we were also contacted along with MPD to meet there somewhere in the afternoon. We met with Officer Gilkey and Chief Police. And we interviewed the operator engineer from Saturday. At that point, MPD removed jurisdiction from themselves and placed it back into SHPD, believing that it wasn't a crime scene. After that, SHPD said they wanted investigation to ascertain the origin of where the skeletal remains had come from. So, if you have any questions regarding that, feel free to ask me.
Are you speaking on behalf of the property owner?
Yes, I'm speaking on behalf of the area.
So do you know why they didn't have a monitor required initially?
Oh, that's a question for the county, because...
Well, when they answered no on are there known burial cemeteries or other historic sites on the property, and the property is less than an acre.
This is the
problem you can see right here is that the pu'one is filled every time. So when they did an archaeological inventory survey starting in 1988 and it went on for years, just about every time they put down a bucket, this is by Waihei Oceanfront, on the other side of the dune, just about every time they found Ibi Kupuna. I mean, it's just, there's, it's so, and we've already heard testimony, so I don't need to go into the details, but the fact that they put no is why it wasn't caught, I'm sure. And nobody knew, I mean, nobody saw that, oh, you know, 32 up Kuma Way. That's back, that's actually physically on the dune.
If I may add to that, when you fill out a permit application, you answer the questions relevant to the property that you're asking for a permit on. So that's part of the problem. The other thing is, if you look at SHPD's letter, they made a determination of no historic properties were affected.
Yeah.
So if you look at the rules, the way that they are written right now, once that determination is made, there is no mitigation required in the law. They can recommend mitigation, but it's not required by the law. And that's an area that needs to be changed. You know, with larger construction development projects, you see monitoring occurring. Sometimes it's required, but typically, you know, the landowners are usually open to just doing it as voluntarily also. With smaller landowners, more difficult to get them to comply or to be aware of
that. To even make the determination whether there's historic properties on it.
And it's something in the rules that really needs to be tightened up.
When adjacent to the property.
Yeah, the question should read is construction or is grading occurring on a known matrix, a matrix known or frequently known to have burials, and at least that would trigger something because I mean, I'm not sure how that would address it, because I'm not sure everybody knows where.
Do you know if burials were found?
Wake up, everybody. Yes. Wake up.
I just want to kick open. Take it out. Okay, so do you know if burials were found in the...
During the initial development of that subdivision, they were found.
Yes.
And there are extant burial groups within eyeshot, within...
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are.
So it was surprising to find out that a permit was approved without the recommendation of archaeological monitoring, but I believe you guys are on something in the sense that it was a trigger that didn't get triggered. Whether it's it's questionable to put the burden on the applicant because
applicant, the reviewer, there's a gap missing that.
Yeah. I would presume it would be somewhere at the permit office. Somebody would have a big book or a big map or something.
As they look at, I agree that there was some kind of misunderstanding or miscommunication, and by misunderstanding, someone who should have known that that was on a burial, excuse me, that was on a dune site, and that a dune site is likely to have Ibi Kuna, that should have been caught.
Question some for Shifty. Shifty would have known, right, that there were burials found in that same subdivision during development.
Never got kicked to you guys.
It
seems odd that they didn't catch them.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
so my question is it typical for Shifty to just look at the specific parcel when reviewing, or should they be looking broader?
That's a really good question. So
I assumed broader.
All permit reviews are done by our archaeology branch. And currently we have no archaeologists on Maui, so they're being reviewed on Oahu. So my understanding, the person applied for their permit from the county, they checked no. But the permit still did go to Shifty for review, and Shifty's determination is that letter they sent, letter that you guys have, Shifty said that. So in theory, Shifty said no further work is needed, and that's how they were able to proceed. But now that they hit the barrel, course has to change.
Yeah,
but that's kind of where we're at now. But that's how we got to this point.
And so what's going to happen from now?
That's a really good question.
Probably
some of your recommendations will help inform Shifty about next steps. But the current status, where are we like at this point right now?
At this point, so that brings us to April 23rd. The following day, which we don't have an electronic transmit, but it was organized on that day that the following day we'd be meeting with the burial specialist, Andrew. So he came out there. We discussed the plan, which was to attempt to ascertain the in situ component if there was still remnant one of the individual. So then, if I can give you like a rundown of the environment, essentially the lot was graded on top, and on top there was a singular stockpile of material. All the HSR that was observed, all the human skeletal remains that were observed inside of that stockpile of material. On further investigation, what I noticed was that the person was displaced completely in two large clumps, as if they were dug up in two subsequent scoops, which tells me that there's probably not a likelihood that there's an in situ component anywhere.
That is not likely?
It is not likely, because they scooped up the bottom half and the top half. And then there's one more thing that happened after that. So that material stockpile continued to stockpile on top. After that happened, they got into a skid steer. You guys familiar with a skid steer? Skid steer takes a scoop from the bottom, proceeds to smooth out, and that's when they saw it. So now you have the stockpile material that's holding, but you also have a spread to it. What I did was I looked at the machinery that they initially used during the activity that was lifting the person out of the room, measured the boom, measured the position from where the stockpile was at, and they kind of gave me a circumference of an approximate area where the individual could have came out from. So then after that, I got on my hands and knees and was looking for some undulating coloration inside the surface that would give me any indications of a pit. I couldn't tell you exactly where that individual came from, but it's roughly 10, 12 feet in circuit, like a diameter. That's as close as we're going to get to the original location of that grave. Aside from that, some other things to make note of. There was a lack of all historic materials. And despite the individual being what we would call fully displaced, they were still together anatomically. Does that make any sense? Mm-hmm. So you might be able to pick up a person in a large enough bucket, place them down, and still have some anatomical position.
But it was all disarticulated, right?
That's what I'm trying to say. So you can imagine, an individual on the ground.
Right.
If you scoop,
okay,
is that person still in articulation? Elements of that individual are still in articulation. But has the person been fully displaced? Of course. Right? Because they're no longer there. That's what I'm saying.
But you still have a spread done through the skid steer and grading on the backfilling.
So,
but they do know the source of the EV puna, right? They know roughly,
yeah.
Okay.
As far as the stratigraphy out there, it's not giving us a whole lot of clues.
It's all sand.
Yeah.
It's late Pleistocene.
But it's also been subjected to the grading that occurred during the development.
So the original
development. Yeah.
Okay. You guys have screened the entire.
No, that's what's ongoing.
And then you have contacted the regional rep and is working with her?
According to the, HARs, the burial specialist contacted GLR.
Kellana reached out to you. Kellana reached out to you on this
particular? I actually told him about it.
Oh, you told him about it. So everything you've curated so far is remaining on site? Protected, I mean, much.
So I have a question for Shifty. Because it's obvious that your original review was an error, will you be providing a more thorough review before they are allowed to proceed?
That's another really good question. My understanding is someone needs to contact Susan Liebel, who is the archaeology branch chief, and she is the one that actually does reviews of permits and see
how she's going to apply any archaeological studies.
Well, it would seem
so
in the
can
right,
be mech.
Yeah, an archaeological inventory survey. Is that what you're? Yeah, absolutely.
Do you have
sure,
any
well,
questions let's finish this. Yeah. The recovery is ongoing. The individual is at least 80% recovered. Probably more once we do a general inventory. Like I said, fully displaced at this time, fragmented in some elements.
Do you know what the owner's position is regarding monitoring moving forward?
I believe the owner is he's actually very comfortable with moving forward with the monitoring. He's been more than helpful. Having to stop him at that point, he had no arguments from the archaeologist or from the state.
Okay. Thank you.
This project is gross SHPD negligence. I'm sorry, but this letter was written in March 12th of 2018 when there was an archaeologist on Maui. However, this was not written by the Maui archaeologist, so I don't know why this was sent out to Oahu, but this is the initials are for an archaeologist on Oahu. This letter says, our records indicate that no archaeological inventory survey has been conducted and that no archaeological historic properties have been identified within the subject parcel or nearby. Now, how can you say there's no historic properties if there's no AIS? Does that even make sense? Okay, so then we did a little more digging. It turns out there is an AIS for this PMK. And there's a letter from the SHPD from 2005 that says, in 1990, Cultural Surveys Hawaii conducted an archaeological inventory survey which included the subject property. During the survey, a total of four historic sites were identified, three of which are located on the subject property. 2704, Historic Cemetery. 2705, Aulai. 2706, Subsurface Cultural Deposit. I'm sorry, but this is unacceptable. And Susan, I already spoke with Leslie Otani, and she already sent a letter to Susan Legal, and I will be sending a letter as a quick letter to them now as well. But this is more evidence of either the gross corruption or the gross negligence of SHPD. This is unacceptable. These burials did not have to be disturbed. There's already an AIS. Everybody knew there was burials there, and they were allowed to proceed anyways. So that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Kaika, do you know why Suzanne looked over that and not at the time, even though he was employed?
I think at this time, Barker is long gone.
By that time?
Yeah, Barker's gone, so this has been reviewed on all the things.
That letter was March of 2018. Barker was in this room in September of 2018. Barker didn't leave until the end of September 2018.
So that's a question of archaeology of who reviews what, and Susan Eagle can answer that.
Okay, next. Yeah. Okay, so next we have Kanilo, Sandra, and Bernie.
So Kanilo Tomang, Mahia Valley. You know, I got a copy of that of the permit. And, you know, I mean, check off everything. Well, this is a typical situation that's happening everywhere. You know, all these guys causing harm. It's nothing this, it's nothing here. And then, what's the outcome? Boom, run right into it. You know? And I have an issue, of course, with the archaeologist that's doing it. He had the nerve, when I went up there to Malama and to check what's going on, he had the nerve to come off the property and actually intimidate me. had the actual gall to come off the property, come and stare me down. And when I told him to move himself away from me, he continues to stay right in front of me. Which goes to show, you know, there's animosity. Which goes to show they think it. To come down off of that, you know, I mean, luckily my profession, yeah, working with the correctional center, I know exactly what he's doing. He's over there trying to taunt me to assault him. Okay? Which actually, by all right, I did because he came into my space, which they don't realize that I can do. Taunting is illegal. It's very unprofessional for a person. He has a quarrel with me, whatever. You don't have the right to come into my face, into my hometown, and start dictating what can happen. You know what I mean? These kind of people, they come here, they think they're all that. Because why? Sorry to say it. The functionality of the governmental body protects them. And they can do whatever they like. They can put down on top of their, I mean, well, you drive into IA, you the three major cemeteries. And with all the history that is ongoing over there. At least as she knows. And that place that they dig in 20 years ago, Leslie Otani, when I went to see her, said, there was a guy digging over there, never no permits, nothing. And he found. Why you gonna find? Because that's burial sites. The Yagi, the whole area, the residential area, all tell stories of Ibi Puna. But again, what is this? I mean, you know, what game we playing here? So we gotta keep throwing stones. Please, we're not gonna throw stones. You know what I mean? This is my people. You in my area. And you get this guy intimidating me. You know what I mean? So you guys better start talking to these people by the way that they act and the professionalism. They ask us for be aloha. But for me, aloha gone. But these guys, they come here and they take our place. I still there. And I gonna be there forever. And for one day too. You better be careful where they stepping. But it's all known. This is history already. And we still playing around with history. And we allowing these people to do what they want. A continuous degradation of our people. We're not second class citizens. Our people here on law 1860 will be far where they belong. Their rights already protected. But yet, the governmental bodies that is in charge to protect us, their fiduciary duties, is being done away with. They just checking them off. I mean, when you get the director of SHPD saying that we don't have the money, we don't have the manpower, we just sign them off. And he did. He testified to that in the county council when they were called to come in front of him. He testified. And Mr. Guzman asked him, so you just sign him off? And he said, yes. That's criminal actions. But yet, we're still playing around with this kind of stuff. But the thing is, it's known. All this permits should be rejected because everything they put on them is falsified. A project should be shut down just for that situation. And the internal investigation should be done in SHPD. We're not talking about our brothers over here. I give credit to our boys over there. They do their job. So I support them. But the guys above them, they have them. And they need to be the kind. They need to be investigated.
Wow, thank you.
Let's see, Cassandra, then Bernie.
Aloha. Kalamaya, this is my first time coming to something like this. I'm just feeling my way through it. Okay. The contractor, I know him personally, and prior to his digging of the EVs, my stepson works for him. So when I took my stepson to work, I kind of freaked out when I saw where he was going. I was like, wait a minute, what's going on? And he's like, oh, I was like, no, brother, you guys cannot be doing that. We have EVs there. That's my family's resting place. Oh, no, no, no. The contractor say, no, no. I was like, yes. You know what? Okay, you're going to do what you're going to do. And he's like, no, we won't find EVs. Lo and behold, the very next day, who comes to my house looking for me? The contractor. Because they found the EV. And then he was like, Mala, do you know whose EV? I said, I do not know whose EV it is, but I can tell you it is my family. And I told you guys that you will find bones. You guys just didn't want to listen to me. Now you found bone, now you just open the doors. And he was like, but I didn't. I said, you know what? You do what you gotta do. And then he tells me, oh, but the archaeologist said there's no bone. I said, I don't know who the archaeologist is, but I'm telling you right now, you just found bones. And that very next day, I left to go to the mainland. So I didn't have chance to meet up with my cousin then to let them know this is what's happening. While I was in Washington, I see a video my cousin is showing. I was like, oh my Lord. So in the meantime, I called my stepson and I told him, boy, you better look at this video and you better let your boss know this is what's going on. Then he calls me back. He's like, well, we can't do anything about it. I said, exactly, you can't do anything about it, but now you're out of a job. So right now my stepson is not working because of this. And like I told his boss, I'm not siding for you. I'm not nobody's side. I'm just saying it is our EV, it's our family's EV there. You guys need to fix it. You guys better solve this problem because it's going to get worse. So yeah, that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Just a reminder, when you come up, can you guys please state your name? Oh, call it.
Oh.
No, no.
Oh.
I don't think we got your full name.
Sorry. I'll say Luwani, but good afternoon. Hey, Vernon Kalani from Pulakai side. But, you know, listening to this item number right here, or letter, it reminds me of the Maui Loop incident we're dealing with here today. I mean, you know, it's not Ikaika's fault, but I get issues with Susan Lebo and everybody about, you know, Dan brought up, you know, he was signed off the project, whatever, and brought a man without a permit, maybe we never checked the right box or something, so this is the same BS that continues today. So, back to the Maui Loop project, you know, we all know as ever. I mean, had this discussion with OHA yesterday and they wanna know. So when they gonna start listening to the ones from the area, you know, my backyard kind of thing. How we get out of Manawa, India, it's never too late. But when I follow up with Shifty, send the proper letters to them, nobody gets back. That's problem with me. The other one is follow up with planning department. Easy for them to say, oh, we're just following Shifty's recommendation. So we do, I mean, where do you go? So we become like lunatics or advocates. We gotta do what we gotta do. So we gotta figure out how, even with the art people and the developer, they just function in a different way. We gotta figure out how we can get myself next to their site and watch everything that they do. You know, and the county, I mean, you guys should make the call. I don't see Shifty right in this bar anymore. As a county, we should do this on our own and we can. So that's my now. Because we're dealing with the same thing in Pulakai. And here we are repeating the same thing again. Mahalo.
Claire is the last one, sign up.
Thank you, Claire. Thank you, Waiuki. I just want to reiterate and support everything that Vernon just said, because I experienced the exact same thing with SHPD. And I have seen permits and AIS's archaeological inventory surveys go to Kauai, from the sand dunes when we had two archaeologists in the office go to Kauai for an approval. I have seen when we have an archaeologist who's here, Barker, I have seen Alan Downer sign the okay for the approval. And when I contest it, he doesn't answer. And I'm told that I'm not allowed to talk to the local staff in Maui. And I don't think that that should ever happen. And I want to say that I don't know how we become the bad people. I went for a meeting with the mayor, and the mayor says to me, "Oh yeah, I see Kanunoa was arrested." And I went, "He was? What are you talking about? When was he arrested?" He said, "Oh yeah, he was just arrested." And I said, "Who told you that?" And he said, "I just had a meeting with some developers, and they said it." And so somehow, Kanunoa is standing up for our kupuna. How did he get to be the bad guy? And how come the people who are saying that they have the right to decide on our Bibi Kupuna, our ancestors, get to talk like this about us when we are exerting our own rights of humanity and our own rights to Malama or Bibi Kupuna? I would like to ask Bureau of Council to get this clear for us. How do the SHPD people, what is the process in Maui for getting a permit approval? When the permit is set, the application is sent to SHPD, how do they decide who is going to read that application and make a determination? Who is going to decide if it's true that there are no burials? Why would you send it to somebody who knows nothing? Thank you very, very much for all your work.
I have a question for Claire.
Okay.
Claire, could you clear up for us about that arrest?
Yes, we were in the meeting and the mayor told me this. And I was just shocked. I said, wow, I never heard anything.
Did he say what he was arrested for?
He said it was about the Waihei. And that the developer had shown him, not that developer, but another developer had shown him footage and said that he got arrested. So I cleared that up with him and I said, "Don't you make Kanunoa the person who's wrong here. He has every right to defend his kupuna."
Well, I think I should know if he gets arrested.
Are you surprised too?
Okay. So we're going to move on, unless we want to have any more discussion.
Well,
should we make a recommendation that a comprehensive archaeological inventory survey be conducted on the property?
Yes. Second.
Okay. All right. So make that motion.
Before you make a motion, just a thought. We know this is a real sensitive area, mm-hmm. and I would be really hard put to see them continue any type of work until we can have some further study done. So
maybe amend that to be that all work is stopped until the completion of an archaeological inventory survey. Maybe we just need to know kind of what's there before we can go. Obviously, there's going to be a burial treatment plan. I think that's kind of a foregone conclusion. But archaeological inventory survey.
With a condition that they do something to shore up the sand that they've exposed.
Yeah, so that more EV when they're not.
Well,
exposed.
This is on a steep incline.
Yeah.
So there's a chance that thing is going to, we're coming, this is summer, so we're lucky, but winter's around the corner.
Can you please restate your motion?
Okay, so the Maui Lanai Island Burial Council recommends a comprehensive archaeological inventory survey be conducted at 32 Apuma Way, with the provision that exposed sand is covered, currently exposed sand is covered, protected, so that more EV kupuna are not exposed.
Prevented from erosion.
Erosion prevention steps are taken.
Second.
Okay.
All those in favor of said motion?
Yeah, you want me to write that down for you?
Yeah.
Aye.
Aye.
Cool.
I'm going to oppose just because I'm not sure that's the right study to do. I don't know. Because once you're under construction, maybe the mitigation is to go back in and survey and do testing, but I'm not clear on the law.
And then I don't know if I can make the motion, but I want to put some pressure on Shifty to investigate what happened here, right? I mean, it's happened before and we've never gotten any clarification as to why the permitting.
As far as the process.
The process and why it went to Oahu.
How about this?
We know nothing about what happened in Hawaii. It did not from Hawaii.
Can we ask Shifty to provide explanation as to the process of the approval process for these permits? The main question is, why is Oahu signing off on Maui permits when we had staff at that time? But also, what do they do? Like, where do they look? Is there a comprehensive inventory that we've been talking about a lot? Is there a comprehensive inventory? So what is the process as far as who approves, but also when somebody, whoever it is that is doing the approval, what do they review? What does that entail?
I think prior to Barker leaving, Barker was reviewing reports compared to permits are being routed to Oahu, and the person that delegates who reviews reports or permits is Susan Weagle, and she kind of lines up her team of who reviews what. So when Barker was here, I believe he was doing the reports, AIS, the larger things, and the permit review going to Oahu, which I'm assuming this one went to
She's not from Maui, though, huh?
I don't know where they're from.
I mean,
but she's on Oahu.
Yeah, no, she's on Oahu. Yeah, chances are she's not familiar with this area.
And that's just part of the challenges on their staff. And Susan Weagle is spreading all her workload amongst her different staff on the way.
So I think we should change the direction of the letter, because we know what the process is and the department is understaffed. That's not our problem, right? They still need to perform their job to appropriate standards. We know that they're supposed to, SHPD is supposed to look at things. They're the gatekeeper to look at projects and understand the context of it. We know that they have a database that shows contextual burial, right? So that's their kuleana, right? So I don't think that we should accept that, they're short staff, da 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 da. What is your process? We know what their process is and what they're required to do. So I would suggest we send a letter expressing extreme disappointment and response from them on how they will be better.
Okay. Well, actually, they found a previous AIS, and that should have been pulled out in her letter.
Yeah, this is like no-brainer, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So, answer to why you're not doing all of these things?
Yeah, so we made a mistake. Everybody has to acknowledge it. So what are we going to do immediately to be better at it? So we don't have this again in 2 months and say, we're still short-staffed on Maui. We're looking at it differently.
That's
Susan Lebo needs to, they need to modify.
So is the scolding going to do it?
Well, I think we can express
our dissatisfaction.
We've expressed motions and they've never seen the light of day again.
Yeah, but I don't think asking what is your process. We know what their process is. We know what they're supposed to be doing.
So asking why aren't you following your process?
Yeah, how are you going to do it better?
Tell them they're in violation and they need to ask for a
You can Kapilani can draft the letter.
You can write it nicely. I think it's a totally valid question to ask. We goofed up, we made a mistake, how are you going to do better to avoid it?
And outline the situation.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be...
Come see us in person.
No, but, come on, let's be better.
Okay, but we should still carry out that first motion.
Yeah.
It's already passed. That's
no,
already
it's done. Passed.
Okay. Okay. C.
Okay. C.
Oh, no, B. B,
yeah.
B, B.
Email from Kiyo Moku dated April 26, 2019. The protection and preservation of birds located TMK 24-5-16, parcel 10, Alpuala, District of Lahaina, Island of Hawaii. Information discussion about the above item. So, Kaiko, what do we have? Is it a presentation or?
Kiyomoku sent an email and he requested to be on the agenda item. So, we're going to give a presentation. But anybody else wanting to present, can you please sign up for this one?
Okay. Aloha.
Aloha.
Kiyomoku Kabukeya, CEO for Ahamoku Omaui. I just wanted to make that clear. And also, I'm a lineal descendant to this Ohana before me. Before we get into the context of the issue, I just want to kind of reiterate the reason that's why I requested to the chair, Kapulani Antonio, the intent as to why we wanted to be placed on our agenda. And it had a lot to do with the, how would you figure, the state's unclarity pertaining to burials that are situated within TNK 245 parcel 6, 16 parcel 10, the property in Kahoma, Lahaina. And it's adjacent to Land Commission 16541 to Hiya, the same TNK which is documented in 2000 by SHPD, around 2000 by SHPD, whereas these barrels are related and are part of the survey that was once done back in the 70s. So my email kind of a little bit made some corrections on there that I mentioned. It was from Melissa Kirkendall in early 2000-2001. It was way prior to that, that a designation for those barrels. And the barrels are related. So the reason why I sent the email, because I had correspondence from a Napahi family. And they're great concern because those barrels are actually related to each other. And if you want some this information for them. So there's two documents that we want to follow up. But the reason why is I'm requesting to have this item placed on the Maui Lanai Island Borough Council's agenda for further review and to allow other families of this area a chance to provide more dialogue about the burials within these pristine areas, allow the utmost highest protection based on documented manawa provided through archive and native testimony, also testimony by family members that are present. There's a lot of family members that would like to testify on this. But there was an archaeologist that came from Oahu that did a site inspection, and literally from that was barrels that were undetermined. So I'm trying to reel this thing in to inform the borough council that with the documented that it, the documents that they provided for you clearly show that there is Igipupuna that is buried that is related to the Maplai family. Yeah. And that the area of the location was also provided information to designate that area of the highest protection because of other related burials of Ohana that is adjacent from that area, which is the Haya family. I'm not saying that just the higher barrels, but within that complex, the whole complex, everybody that lived in that valley is buried on that point. So I don't know what the recommendation from SHPD is, but I'm looking at the agenda item, and the agenda item clearly states that we hear only, what is it? To review the protection and preservation of burial located on TNK 24516 parcel 10, Ahupua'a, Pauna, District of Lahaina, Island of Maui. Information discussion about the above item. I want kind of not for this to be just a discussion, but I want for this body to look at the documents that it provided for you, and that the Napahi family also submitted their information to SHPD on the seriousness of this, because there's already been impact to those burials, yeah, by an adjoining landowner that lives over there. And I know that this whole thing has nothing to do with title, and I want to make that clear, because I think there's individuals that come from Oahu that are really far away trying to claim that these families do not have any connection to those burials. I want to make that clear. I know that they submitted testimony. So if everyone here has the testimony that was provided by Ms. Pahit McClellan.
I'm not aware of that.
Okay. So whatever that is, that needs to be handled in another issue. It has to go in court, then we prefer to go in court. But the seriousness pertaining to, now, before you have an affidavit that shows a clear distinction of their relationship from them to the situated burial. Enough information, and it's all, that is also been, the affidavit was submitted in the Bureau of Conveyance, okay? So that clearly shows that they are lineal descendants of that area, because of the document that went forward. The other probate that you have before you clearly shows that there is their kupuna that is buried within that area. So I don't know why, because of the information that was set forth for SHPD, that it's still undetermined. So that's the reason why we're coming to this council, for you to make a lawful and binding position as pertaining to the burial that exists in the area. The state, SHPD through Kealana and Inanna Rodriguez, and who else was that?
Oh, yeah.
And the vice chair, Dean Maxwell, with the mahalo for being there with us today. And we want to know the resolve of that, and we want to make sure that wherever this goes, that I think the families deserve the right to have their burial protected. So I'm going to kind of pass the throne over to Kamala, because he was the one that came to me to request that. And I kind of do part now, okay? My kuleana as a Ahamoku Maui Inc. representative is legislative now, okay? So I kind of fall under the management body of the LNR. And the reason why I'm here is to make sure that their issue is heard at its utmost importance based upon the Maui.
Chair, can we take a recess soon to
Sorry. Come on, are you okay with waiting? Because I know this might be lengthy, and we all got to move far before we get tickets, okay? We're going to take another 10 and move far. Here we go.
What are we doing on this?
So it can be discussion. So,
basically,
a lot of,
but we cannot do anything today.
I see the team, I see.